God's 7,000-Year Kingdom Seminar. You will see the Bible come alive as you see the centuries unfold before your eyes. Dr. Dorothy C. Youngblood, co-founder of Conservative Theological University, will present a 7,000-year world history and Bible timeline, revealing God's world history, past, present, and future. Recommended for pastors, Christian school teachers, Bible students, and homeschoolers. It all happens Saturday, August 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. A light lunch will be provided. Registration is $99 and includes syllabus, lecture, and the light lunch. You will never view the Bible in the same way after you attend this powerful, informative seminar presentation. It's God's 7,000-Year Kingdom Seminar with Dr. Dorothy C. Youngblood. Saturday, August 27th. Register now. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very important subject today. The feds are armed, angry, and aggressive in their attempt to destroy our constitutional republic. If you want to join this broadcast today, you can do so by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. We're talking about what has taken place with the weaponization of the government against President Donald J. Trump, and thus a critical enemy of every citizen, as we are faced with the potentiality of the deterioration and the evisceration of anything that's called the rule of law or our Constitution and our Bill of Rights therein. I'm looking at an article that says the weaponization of government power has become clear. Retired General Paul Valley on Trump raid. Retired Major General Paul Valley reacted to the recent FBI raid on former President Donald J. Trump's home, claiming that there is a socialist communist coalition involved with this act, end quote. He believes that there is a socialist coalition that aspires to overthrow the U.S. government and the Constitutional Republic and transform it into a totalitarian communist state, end quote. I'm in agreement with that, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that's precisely what we see taking place. You hear all of the talking heads, Joe Biden, and all of the other talking heads. I listened to recently about 5 of them, and they're all in unity talking about coming together with some type of globalist agenda and a globalist itinerary rather than it being a constitutional republic, the United States of America. This article goes further. The American Republic, founded in 1776, is under attack by the Socialist Communist Coalition and an out-of-control federal government, end quote. The retired Major General thinks the raid violates the Fourth Amendment, a right given to every U.S. citizen, granting protection from unreasonable searches and seizures. Quote, this cabal has illegally exercised their power in attacking the private residence of Donald J. Trump and his personal residence in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, he hit the nail on the head. I believe that's precisely what we see taking place. We're watching the Socialist Marxist Communist Party come in and literally draw the net, For about 100 years, they've been actively, incrementally carrying out a portion of their agenda. We've been watching that through the socialist Marxist professors in our colleges and universities, weaponizing the educational process to destroy the hearts and the minds by indoctrination and absolutely brainwashing our kids in college and university today to believe that somehow, some way, America is bad, America's at fault, and somehow there ought to be the critical race theory taught. It's bad enough that the morals and ethics and the values will be destroyed through the socialist Marxist agenda with the LGBTQ sodomite agenda that's being taught in our public schools. I'm looking at another article, ladies and gentlemen, says pundits wrongly claim RAID could disqualify Trump from office. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this sets the stage for what we want to do in the balance of this broadcast today. The purpose for this raid is to try to disqualify, to cripple, and to disqualify President Trump so that he would not be able to run for office. Now, they've wrongly concluded that because the constitutional attorneys have said so. Let me just read you a blurb or two. Democratic politicians and pundits were cohorting with glee on Tuesday after the raid. Only hours after the FBI raid, the FBI raided President Donald J. Trump's home in dispute over papers and records. Finally, they claimed, we have him. The Russian coalition hoax guy, Mark Elias, reportedly let it slip the real reason for the raid by going on social media and citing federal law that anyone convicted of certain charges would forfeit his office and be disqualified for holding any office under the United States government, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the goal, that's the aim, that's the modus operandi, that's what is taking place. You realize they tried to destroy President Trump in the Russiagate impeachment process. They falsely accused President Trump with some kind of illegal Ukrainian telephone call, impeached him again. Trump's every move and every call, every motive have all been heavily reviewed, and his phones have been tapped with a false affidavit by the FBI. The Mueller investigation with $40 million of taxpayer money was expended, and now the January 6th illegal committee attempting to charge President Trump with insurrection, and yet there's no evidence whatsoever that President Trump attempted any insurrection. But ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the panic, the fear, the fierce attacks of the Marxist regime to prevent President Trump from running for the 2024 office, running again to be reelected as president. I'm looking at this article further. After all, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi failed twice to impeach and remove President Trump, including once after he had already left office. Then she had her scripted stage January the 6th riot investigation for television. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we still have about 400 prisoners in prison today, never been tried, never been convicted, still in prison waiting for trial dates, still in prison waiting for charges to be filed. Those are on the Capitol grounds on January the 6th, 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, they've been falsely accused. They've been found guilty without any trial, and they're literally political prisoners that's in there. Let me just do a little caveat footnote. I believe that when the House and the Senate is controlled next January, the control by the Republicans, I believe there needs to be a blanket dismissal of all charges, a blanket release of all the political prisoners as a result of being on the Capitol grounds on January the 6th of 2021. They've been falsely accused, falsely charged. It's being used as a cudgel to try to prevent anyone standing with President Donald J. Trump and holding his hands up as he's trying to right the ship before it sinks, called the United States of America. This article further states that the constitutional expert Jonathan Turley explained that Trump's enemies immediately used the situation to claim the ability to use the charges to disqualify him from future office. But it is this article says it's the Constitution. It's the Constitution, not federal law, that determines the qualifications and requirements for a candidate running for president. So, ladies and gentlemen, the federal law that tries to say that if you're charged with insurrection or you're charged with a federal crime or a felony, I believe that law went into effect in 1978, if I'm not mistaken. Could have that dyslexically churned. It could be 1987. I think it was 1978 that law went into effect. But the Constitution, not that law, sets the stage and the bar for who can run for president and the qualifications for the presidential office. I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thanks for your show again. I hope you go nationwide. And President Trump, there is a whole lot of support for President Trump around his mansion in Palm Beach, and a lot of people waving flags. And he had the most contributions ever, I think, for his campaign this week since this FBI raid came upon him. His poll numbers are jumping through the roof. So this has done nothing but help President Trump. As far as I'm concerned, and show and expose this government for the corrupt, wicked actions that they're capable of doing. And we need, as a people, to gather together and unify as patriots in this country and show our resolve against the FBI and gather around with a multi-million protest, multi-million-man march protest in D.C., against this government, all they're doing. And we have to unify as a people, and that's where we should be building up our military and our militia, I mean, building up the militia stronger and better than ever before, helping out the militia members throughout every state. And I think the states need to secede from the union after this raid. And
I believe that you're on target. I believe that as Christians, we need to stand up, speak up, be visible, be valiant, be victorious in our stand against the enemy that's trying to destroy our constitutional republic. I believe there needs to be a verbal stand on that. I don't advocate anything that we should do as far as any vile act or anything that would be against the law, but I believe that it is we the people that have the right of redress toward our government. I believe the Constitution guarantees that for us. And Kevin, one of the major things that I'm concerned about, if we lose our constitutional republic, we lose our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, and our Bill of Rights, all contained in the our Bill of Rights, everything that's contained therein. If we lose our constitutional republic, we lose our Bill of Rights. We lose the right to keep and bear arms. We lose the right to speak. In fact, every banana republic, they remove the weapons first, then they put in an educational system that brainwashes the students, and then they come in and they move against the people by suppressing them with any right to stand before the government. You realize, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Kevin, for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, you realize it had been but a month or so ago that Merrick Garland with the DOJ did a 32-page document sent to the FBI for them to start prosecuting any parents who would come before the school board and challenge the school board on what they're teaching our sons and daughters in the schools. So we have been deemed to be domestic terrorists already. And now as a result of this, there are some folks out on social media. I've not seen it on social media. I'm not on social media. But ladies and gentlemen, I understand there's some on social media that's advocating some things that would be wrong to do. And as a result of that now, there's a major, major reinforcement of the FBI and the mindset of the DOJ with Merrick Garland that they should bulk up the guards protecting the FBI agents. And the FBI agents now I call it a trigger finger absolute attitude toward the citizens in the United States of America as a result of it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at one article that says FBI's home raid was improperly intrusive and circumstances indicated by the lawyers. There's reason to suspect that the FBI search of the Florida resident, the former President Donald J. Trump, was improperly intrusive, according to several attorneys. The raid prompted a rebuke from the Republicans broadly and further escalated political tensions in the nation. It is clear what legal basis the FBI had to raid. The agents had a search warrant signed by the judge. However, the affidavit explaining the basis is its probable cause was filed under seal, and President Trump's lawyers weren't even allowed to see it, according to Trump's attorney. In general, the agents were looking for what they deemed to be president records. But ladies and gentlemen, when they have now unsealed some of the orders thereto attached, basically it gave the FBI agents a carte blanche right to go in and anything that they deemed would be usable or workable or needed to simply snatch it. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just tuck this in as the little parenthetical footnote to what I'm saying. I don't believe this raid was about documents at all. I don't believe this raid was about any documents that had not been declassified. I believe this raid on President Trump's home was to search for any nexus, that is, any connection that Trump may have had with the January 6th insurrection, as the Nancy Pelosi and others are calling it. I believe they want to use that because, you keep in mind, the January 6th committee at this point, so far, they've fallen flat on their face as far as trying to connect Trump to it. They've investigated, they've interrogated, they've subpoenaed everybody around Trump. And as a result of that, they've not been able to tie Trump with anything that would be called a call for an insurrection. And so that's what they're looking for. That's the nexus. That's the reason they have carte blanche, go in and hold off things. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's the little, how would you say, hope mixed in that. I understand from Kash Patel's interview recently on one of the national broadcasts that President Trump said that although the FBI agents had demanded, given orders, that the video surveillance system in his home be shut off, that his personnel did not shut it off. President Trump said he watched the entire raid from his home in New York. He watched them as they raided the home. It is my prayer, ladies and gentlemen, it's my desire to see that evidence being used to show that the FBI agents acted inappropriately, they acted unlawfully, they acted illegally, and as a result of that, he could ask the courts, and it'll probably have to go on a fast track to the Supreme Court, ask the courts to cancel anything that would be called evidence that they had pulled out. Listen. If there's evidence, it's called fruit. If it is illegal fruit, then the fruit cannot be presented or preserved to be used in any case against anybody. And if that was illegally gotten, if it's illegal fruit, then, ladies and gentlemen, I'm prayerful that President Trump would have seen that on his video as he watched that being done. It is my desire, my prayer, to see that video surveillance be preserved. And I'm sure Merrick Garland, once he's heard this now, will be trying to figure out a way that he can force the suppression of that video. But it is my desire, ladies and gentlemen, to see there that President Trump is vindicated. I'm looking at an article that says senior DOJ officials blast the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago as a spectacular failure, the worst of the bureaucrats' inaction, end quote. A senior Justice Department official condemned the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago as a spectacular backfire for triggering a tsunami of backlash against the Justice Department. According to one official, the FBI specifically planned to conduct the raid when the former president was not home. President Trump was in New York at the time of the raid. What a spectacular backfire, the senior DOJ official said of the FBI's attempt to keep the raid low-key, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, there's everything but low-key. But the thing that I want us to understand is the modus operandi that's being used and the motive behind it. Ladies and gentlemen, the motive behind it was not about documents that supposedly had not been declassified that Trump had in his presence. You see, for 9 months, Trump and his team, his legal team, had negotiated with the feds and what documents they wanted, what documents they were looking for. They'd gone over them just in June. They'd spent a full day at the property looking through the documents and had left other documents and asked him to put them under lock and key. When they raided the home, they smashed the lock off the door where held these documents that the FBI had wanted them to put on the door to begin with. It was the FBI's lock that they smashed themselves because they wanted to get into what they thought was some secret compartment, but it was had already been gone through in the papers and documents gone over with President Trump and his team and the FBI. Ladies and gentlemen, they're working in panic. They're working in fear, and they're facing, ladies and gentlemen, a total obliteration of their position. I'm talking about the socialist Marxist Democrats, a total obliteration of their power in Washington, in the Beltway, in the House and the Senate. Every American, ladies and gentlemen, must be concerned about the future of our liberties and the future of our Constitution. If our Constitution is eviscerated, if it is totally set at naught, and that's what they're doing. They're making the Constitution inoperable, making the Constitution an inoperable, inactive document, and as a result of that, it will destroy the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech that we have as Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, the raid on President Trump's home on August the 8th was approximately 35 to 40. One media said there's probably 100 FBI agents present. They've acknowledged 35 or 40 FBI agents. They were there, ladies and gentlemen. This is a smoke and mirrors operation. Yes, the raid was real. The raid did take place. They had frogmen out in Lake Worth, the body of water that's around Mar-a-Lago. They had FBI frogmen there. They had FBI agents in choppers over the campus. They had FBI agents surrounding the entire Mar-a-Lago compound, ladies and gentlemen. Perhaps some will discount this as just a legal matter, just a Trump problem. But I want us to listen very carefully. If the DOJ, the FBI, and the CIA are simply thugs with badges, none of us are safe in America, even with our Constitution in hand. It is simply a fact, ladies and gentlemen, that we are watching the demise of the United States of America, lest God intervenes. By the way, the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, the sudden seizure, the snatching away of the bride of Christ. That's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're watching the perilous times, the last days before this takes place, this meaning the rapture of the church taking place. Then after the rapture of the church, the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, will step on the scene. He'll rule and reign with an iron fist. In fact, what we're watching today through the Biden administration is just a little small sampling of what will take place on a global basis when the Antichrist rules and reigns. I'm looking at an article. It says the FBI raid Trump's Mar-a-Lago unprecedented for the agency to execute a search warrant against the former president. The former head of the FBI Minneapolis office, Michael Tabman, T-A-B-M-A-N, said the FBI's execution of the search warrant on Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Florida is totally unprecedented. Trump announced on Monday that his palatial Florida residence had been raided early in the morning. Sources told Fox Digital News the search was in connection with materials that Trump took with him from time of presidency. Sources said the National Archives Records Administration referred the case to the DOJ, and they had already recovered 15 boxes of classified material, as they called it. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. When President Trump left the White House as president, he didn't pack his own things. He didn't pack his bags. He didn't pack his boxes. It was the General Accounting Services that packed everything for him. And I'm sure they didn't just willy-nilly snatch up stuff and put it in boxes. And President Trump certainly didn't stand there and say, take this, take this, take that. That wasn't the way it happened, ladies and gentlemen. It happened in a procedural fashion that would absolutely exonerate anything that President Trump could have taken, whether it was inadvertently or otherwise. But listen very carefully. President Trump, as President of the United States of America, had the authority to declassify any and all and everything that he wanted to as president. So don't tell me that they're classified documents they're looking for, and now they're trying to spike the ball in some fashion by saying it wasn't just presidential documents that were not declassified, but they have now said that he has taken some nuclear material that makes it very, very dangerous for America. They're trying to spike the ball, ladies and gentlemen, as it's called, to make it look as though somehow, some way, that President Trump has put the nation in real trouble. I'm looking at an article that says Trump responds to the nuclear documents report, dated August the 12th. Former President Donald J. Trump said reports that the FBI was allegedly searching for documents on nuclear weapons at the Mar-a-Lago residence is a total hoax, and likened it to years-long claims that he was a Russian agent. Nuclear weapons issue is a hoax, just like the Russia was a hoax. Two impeachments were a hoax. The Mueller investigation was a hoax, and much more, President Trump wrote on social media Friday morning. The former president alleges that the same sleazy people are involved in the making of the allegations about nuclear weapons and questioned why the FBI agents did not allegedly allow his lawyers to inspect their work at Mar-a-Lago on Monday. The FBI said made his team wait outside in the heat and wouldn't let them even get close. Anonymous sources told Washington Post and other agents, legacy agencies Thursday night that the classified documents related to nuclear weapons being searched by the FBI. It's not clear if the FBI records even covered any such thing. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the hoax that is being used. It is the smoke and mirrors that's being used. It is saying, look over here, this man is very, very dangerous. He's stolen nuclear information that could destroy America, while the other hand is secretly trying to get documents and information that could link him to January the 6th and cause him an insurrectionist and be able to some way, somehow, prosecute him. You might ask the question, ladies and gentlemen, will they do anything as far as filing formal charges against President Trump? Yes, you can bet your boots they will. That will be their attempt. their attempt will be the final charge, drag it out before it is heard in any court and any scenario where he could get relief, so that it would prevent him from being a candidate for 2024. They already see that every candidate that President Trump, listen, every candidate that President Trump sponsored and was behind, that he stood behind in sponsorship, all of those candidates, political candidates, have won their race, won their candidacy as a result of President Trump sponsoring them. Here's the bottom line. Trump's lawyers allege that the Democrats create fear via a report seeking nuclear weapons documents in the raid. Christina Robb, that's his attorney, an attorney for President Donald Trump, dismissed a Washington Post report alleging that the FBI was looking for records, including classified documents, related to the nuclear weapons during the raid of President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago, Florida. Bob, that is Christina Bob, alleged that the report, which cited unnamed people familiar with the FBI investigation, was an attempt by the Democrats to cause fear in all Americans, end quote. She further states, this is what the Democrats do. They don't have any good reason for doing what they've done. The pathetic presser the Merrick Garland held for the 3 minutes was insufficient, so he had to create fear, the attorney for President Trump said. Normally, they should come out with exactly what happened and why and explain themselves if they have good reason. They would have solid grounds, Bob continued. They do not have solid grounds at all. They're trying to create fear among the American people. Ladies and gentlemen, it demands our prayer. It demands our preparation. It demands that we get involved. It demands that we stand up, speak up, and be heard. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility to remain silent when we are watching the evisceration of our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.